A ministry reacts to a deadly prison fire in Honduras. Despite violence in Mexico, an outreach looks to branch out there. And an audio scripture group celebrates 4 gold stars. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Prison conditions likely played a role in a deadly fire yesterday. When flames at the Honduran prison were finally quenched, over 350 inmates had suffocated or burned to death. The cause of the fire is speculated to be prison riot or faulty electrical wires. But Crossroad Bible Institute's Cynthia Williams says conditions undoubtedly played a part in lost lives.
In these developing countries, prisons are definitely not kept up. The structures themselves are not very good. They're designed to keep prisoners in because they're desperate to not have them escape. And so there are no contingency plans for these kinds of emergencies.
CBI ministers in prisons around the globe. In Central America, Williams says prisons are often overcrowded and inmates suffer when disaster hits. The biggest tragedy is for those who didn't know Christ.
They have gone to an eternity, hopefully. Some have heard about Christ. Well, most people just don't even think about prisoners.
CBI wants to get the gospel to them, and you can help. Next, Mexico is a violent place to live. A week ago, a missionary couple was killed. This violence is forcing many ministries out of Mexico. But Jason Wolford with Christian Resources International hopes to open a distribution center there. CRI collects Christian literature and sends the material to requesting Christians overseas. Wolford's been praying about where to go next.
Where is the enemy? Where's the devil the most active? Where's he doing some of the most damage? And one of those areas is Mexico, just as you mentioned. And if he's there causing problems, we want to be able to send the word.
Wolford hopes to open a CRI collection center on the West Coast to get more Spanish material. CRI hopes to have their Mexico facility open within the next 6 months. Wolford says they need funding to do it.
The initial startup for the distribution center is going to be about $50,000 for us to get everything there. The good news is we have land. We have partial use of a facility.
Help CRI at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, things are getting worse for an imprisoned Christian in Pakistan. Voice of the Martyrs reports that the man was arrested and charged with blasphemy back in June. His crime? He was defending his young nephew from a group of Muslim boys trying to convert him to Islam. The man's still in prison awaiting sentencing, but his family has had to flee the village. They've repeatedly been threatened by others. Pray for safety and for local Christians to remain bold. Meanwhile, in many countries, radio is the primary means of entertainment and information. Solar-powered radios are extremely popular because of the ease of use. HCJB Global, working with local churches, ship the fixed-tune radios for distribution and an introduction to the gospel. 2,600 Sunset radios are en route to Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Tonga, and Samoa. Pray the seeds of the gospel will take root. We have more details at our website. And Faith Comes by Hearing has a gold star. Well, 4 of them, actually. Charity Navigator, America's leading evaluator of charities, thinks FCBH does a good job meeting its mission and is efficient with donor funds. What does that mean? Well, according to President Jerry Jackson,
it assures donors that we're a quality organization that handles their money carefully. We have probably some of the lowest overhead costs in the ministry world.
Which then frees the ministry to focus on its priorities, getting the gospel to the poorest of the poor.
My philosophy has been we need to get the word of God to every person in the world we possibly can in a form they can use, in a way that doesn't cost them any more money, but they can listen through the entire New Testament so that when they decide to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, He is now not a foreigner to them, but speaks their family language. He is in their family. He is their personal God.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or share the gospel with a friend. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call us, 1-800-995-4828, or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.